Not the sort of news story that you would usually associate with Mammoth Cave National Park, Kentucky, bearing in mind that it is miles from the sea. However, as is the case with many inland areas, this area was once an ocean, and in those ancient waters there lived sharks. Shark fossils have been discovered miles underground and are allowing scientists to learn more about these incredible species. Exploring miles underground for fossils. Paleontologists did not have an easy time uncovering these fossils. They had to crawl on their hands and knees for half a mile to reach the site. They have also had to hike 2 miles underground and use inflatable boats to traverse an underground river. The discovery of these remarkable fossils can be traced back to the 1990s when cave guides noticed fossils and what looked like shark teeth. Of course, they didn't know then that it would turn into such a significant find. Experts believe that the fossils are from a range of shark species, probably over 40 species, including one that was bigger than the great white shark of today. This ancient monster of the seas is called Cibetus stratutus, and the exciting thing is that more than just teeth have been found at this site. The other exciting discovery is that among the fossils there are believed to be 6 shark species that have not been discovered before. Great whites can grow up to lengths of 25 feet or more and weigh over 2 tons. It is thought that they have been on the Earth for 20 million years, so in the whole history of sharks they are a newcomer. How old are shark fossils in Mammoth Cave? These fossils are 350 million years old and have been discovered in the fossil-rich limestones formed during the late Paleozoic period, known to geologists as the Mississippian period. At that time in the Earth's history, there was no cave at this location, it was simply the ocean floor. The sharks died and their bodies decayed under the sea, where their bones were fossilized in the sediment. Eventually, the water receded, and the area became dry land. Each layer of sediment represents a different period in ancient history, and the scientists describe the exploration as quad, like opening up a time capsule quad. Each layer reveals something new, and there is likely a lot more waiting to be discovered. Watch on YouTube.